This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, November 23rd, AD 2018. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Chinese authorities sentenced U.S. Pastor John Cao to 7 years in prison recently, reported the American Center for Law and Justice. Pastor Cao has already been in prison for 20 months and lost 50 pounds after being arrested last year while taking Bibles and supplies from China into Myanmar. The ACLJ has organized a petition for Pastor Cao's release, linked in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Bulgaria's parliament is revising a controversial law that will assert control over religious institutions and could have caused the closure of evangelical churches and seminaries. This came after protests against the law by thousands of Christians in the country last week, reports the Sophia Globe. The family of American explorer John Allen Chau has extended forgiveness to the tribe members who reportedly killed Chau recently on India's North Sentinel Island. The family wrote, quote, "He loved God, life, helping those in need, and had nothing but love for the Sentinelese people. We forgive those reportedly responsible for his death," end quote. Chau visited the island in order to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to the tribe. Jesus declared in Matthew 5:44, "Love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you." Medical authorities in Kenya, Africa, have banned Marie Stopes, the international abortion provider, from offering any abortion services in the country, reports LifeSite News. Back in September, the government also banned the abortion business from airing advertisements on Kenyan radio networks. Marie Stopes has operated in the country since 1985, running 22 abortion mills. Calvary Baptist Church in Canada has removed a woman from membership in the church who refused to repent of living in unnatural affections with another woman, reports Christian Headlines. A letter from the church to the woman stated, quote, "We pray that your heart will respond to the conviction of the Holy Spirit that comes with our obedience to this scripture, and that you will repent and be restored to your church family who love you deeply," end quote. Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 5, 4-5, "In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when you are gathered together, along with my spirit, with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, deliver such a one to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus." On Tuesday, the U.S. Department of Justice issued its support for a South Carolina Baptist church suing the town of Edisto Beach for prohibiting worship services in its civic center. The Justice Department submitted a statement to the federal court in Charleston, supporting Redeemer Fellowship's position that their First Amendments were being violated. A Texas school is allowing students to pray openly after trying to silence them, reports the Family Research Council. When Honey Grove Middle School principal Lee Frost found students praying at lunch in the cafeteria, he ordered them to stop and find a curtain to pray behind. With the help from attorneys at First Liberty Institute in Plano, Texas, the students' parents got the school to allow their children to continue their lunchtime prayer tradition. U.S. District Judge Bernard Friedman in Detroit has declared a law banning female genital mutilation unconstitutional, reports CBN News. This comes after two Michigan doctors and six others were charged in the mutilation of girls as young as 7. The court decision effectively dropped the charges. Prosecutors said 3 mothers had their 7-year-old daughters put through the operation as part of an Islamic religious procedure. Isaiah 59:14 says, "Justice is turned back, and righteousness stands far away. For truth has stumbled in the public squares, and uprightness cannot enter." And finally, President Trump issued his 2018 Thanksgiving proclamation this week, calling the country to remember the sacrifice of our pilgrim forefathers and to give thanks to God for their faith and the blessings we enjoy. Trump said, quote, on Thanksgiving Day, we recall the courageous and inspiring journey of the more than 100 pilgrims who arrived at Plymouth, Massachusetts on the Mayflower and instilled in our nation a strong faith in God that continues to be a beacon of hope to all Americans, end quote. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Friday, November 23rd, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.